Reflection by Father Luis Tizzano, John 6, 41-51. God is life. 1. Gossip. It is one of the most prevalent issues among Christians. We can do a lot of damage with our sharp tongue, and we start with this awful habit when we are very small. At school, we already start gossiping about who has and who doesn't have lice, or who has and who doesn't have the latest clothes. We grow up, we can't wait to tell our neighbors or our coworkers the latest gossip, so we end up knowing everything about their lives and the jobs of everyone. And most times, we get it all wrong. On many occasions, even the church seems like a nest of vipers because there are so many poisonous tongues, and obviously, even the priest is criticized. How many people must have left the church because of this? How many people have grown tired of our backbiting? Let us fight gossip within the church, and if things have to be said, let them say them face to face with prudence and love. 2. No one can come in if he's not attracted. Christian life is more than a mere title. It is a vocation that implies coming together with Jesus. That is why he who meets God and lives an experience of faith lives his religion in a different, lively, joyful, and contagious way. That meeting with Jesus leads to an experience that makes his heart explode and leads him to never being tired of announcing it. It even leads you to do crazy things for love, such as a young man in his full adolescence getting up at 7 a.m. to go down to a missionary to a tiny town. What madness of love do you have you done for your faith? 3. Living bread. The Eucharist is what feeds and fulfills us. It is the axis of our life. Don't ignore the precious gift that God gave us. The Eucharist lives in the church, and the church lives in the Eucharist. They are two sides of the same coin. Today, when you go down to Mass, look at that living bread that gives life. Take care of your spiritual nourishment so as not to fall into the spiritual malnutrition. Jesus strengthens the heart. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.